Listening to. Listen to the conversation and answer the questions.
Hey Jordan, I heard you're working on a new project using Scrum. How's that going?
It's going well, thanks. Scrum has really helped us stay organized and adapt quickly to changes. The iterative approach is perfect for our team since we can deliver smaller increments of the project and get feedback early.
That sounds great. We're still using a traditional approach, but I've been hearing a lot about agile methodologies like Scrum. Did you have to create a project charter before starting?
Yes, we did. The project charter was essential to define our project's scope, objectives, and identify key stakeholders. It's really the foundation we needed to get everyone on the same page before we started.
I see. How are you managing changes throughout the project? With Agile, I imagine things can change frequently.
That's where change management comes in. Even though we're using Scrum, we still have to manage changes carefully. We have processes in place to evaluate the impact of any changes on the project's scope, budget, and schedule before implementing them.
Speaking of the schedule, how are you tracking your project's progress? Are you using Gantt charts?
Actually, no. In Scrum, we don't typically use Gantt charts. Instead, we rely on burndown charts and sprint planning. However, for our overall project timeline, we still keep an eye on the critical path to ensure we don't miss any major deadlines.
That makes sense. How do you manage the project's budget with so many variables?
It can be tricky, but we establish a baseline budget early on, and any changes go through a rigorous review process. Our work breakdown structure, WBS, also helps us allocate the budget efficiently by breaking down the project into smaller, manageable components.
What about risk management? I imagine that's crucial, especially with Agile.
Absolutely. We continuously identify and assess risks, and we have contingency plans in place. Each sprint review also serves as a checkpoint to reassess risks and make adjustments if needed.
Sounds like you've got everything covered. What do you consider the most important deliverable so far?
For us, the most significant deliverable is a fully functional, tested feature at the end of each sprint. It keeps us focused and ensures we're delivering real value to the stakeholders.
It's interesting to see how agile and traditional project management can complement each other. Thanks for sharing.
No problem. It's all about finding the right balance for your team and project needs.
Which framework is Jordan using to manage their project? Scrum. What document did Jordan's team create to define the project's scope, objectives, and stakeholders? Project Charter. True or false? Change management is unnecessary in agile projects. False. What tool does Jordan's team use to track the overall project timeline? Critical Path. What helps Jordan's team allocate their budget efficiently? Work Breakdown Structure, WBS. True or false? Jordan considers the most important deliverable to be a fully functional, tested feature at the end of each sprint. True. Which chart is mentioned as a common tool in Scrum for tracking progress during a sprint? Burndown chart.